And so we have the gift this evening of the opportunity to focus on the infinite and eternal nature of our lives. For this is not an either-or universe. This is a universe of both and. We are both infinite and finite. We are both eternal and temporal. We are both physical and non-physical. It is said that we are light. And in physics, they describe light as both a wave and a particle. So we can think of our physical life as our particle life, and our infinite life as our wave life, the energy that comes into the physical body and inspires it to live, the energy that leaves us and allows our physical body to end its physical time. But that energy never expires. That life never ends. It never began, and it never ends. It is infinite. In a beautiful song, a singer-songwriter, I think it was Carly Simon, wrote the words, "Life is eternal, and love is immortal, and death is only a horizon, and a horizon is nothing except the limit of our sight." Because from where we stand, we can't see over the horizon, but there is just as much or even more over there that we can't see, but we can begin to believe in and imagine and trust. And so let's just relax and take a deep breath and recognize that as our hearts beat and as we breathe, we are still that divine eternal life that was there before we were born and will be there after we do the state change that we call death. For it is just a different way of being. When I was writing with the Beloved for my books, Chatting with the Beloved, I said, "My friend is in the hospital. It doesn't look good, Beloved. Help me deal with this." And they said, "Oh, you humans, you see life and death and life and death and life and death. And we see life and life and life and life and life and life. Only life. The infinite nature of us is ever present, even when we're physically present. It doesn't cease to be non-physical when we become physical. It continues to be our source, our love, our life, our intention for being that we came in with. That life continues ever and always. There is no time when that life does not exist. And we can connect with that infinite nature of who we are. And we can also connect with that infinite nature of other people, whether they are still physically present or not. They don't have to die to still be infinite. And when they do die, they are still infinite. And so everyone we love is always available to us, even when we're separate. When my friend Kate died, on the phone list for our study group, I took out her phone number and I said, You don't need a phone number to call her anymore. Call on her anytime. She's right here. And we still pray her in to all of our Wednesday night women's group meetings, as I'm sure we will continue to pray Duke into our Monday afternoon Ministry of Prayer meetings. For those consciousness aspects of our friends remain with us. They never disappear. And I know I must sound unreasonably sure of myself in these things. But, you know, I've had the privilege of talking to dead folks. And they weren't dead at all. They were ever so lively. And I had some powerful experiences when my mother was getting ready to make her transition back into her non-physical life. And I want to tell those stories tonight because they gave me the sense of certainty that I have, that life goes on and continues in beautiful and wondrous ways. And so one of the first things that happened is that my mother was seeing dead folks in the corner. She was with her mother all day, or her father, or her sister. And so I got in the habit of asking her every day, "Who's there with you, Mom?" And she would say, "Oh, your aunt is here, and she's laughing." And that was such good news. "Or your cousin is here, and she loves what's happened with her son and how he's grown up." And I just got all these wonderful messages from my mother about the dead folks in the corner. And one time I was in Chicago, instead of at the hospital with her when she was admitted. And that last year of her life, I went to Massachusetts 9 times. I spent 9 weeks there. And she said, when I called her from the hotel in Chicago where I was on a business trip, she said, "Strangest thing is happening." She said, "When you come and visit me, you stay with me 4 or 6 hours a day at the hospital, but then you have to drive home 1.5 hours to be with the animals, take care of the critters." And she said, "Since you haven't been here, you've been here 24 hours a day with the dead folks in the corner. You're the only live person I ever saw there." And so my mother made a connection with me before she left in the eternal nature of who I am. And then the week before she made her transition, I had been up to see her and arranged a lot of things that needed to be arranged. And I figured that I probably wouldn't see her in the physical again when I came home. And I went to an evensong service that night at Reverend Hillary's house. And I sat in the circle at evensong. And I said in meditation to my husband, who had made his transition 10 years earlier, I said, "Cliff, help her. Walk her into the light. Do whatever you can to make this as easy as possible for her." And I felt him pat my arm. It's the only time the non-physicals have gotten through to me in terms of a physical pat on the arm. And Cliff said, "Oh, I'd love to help you, Con, but I'd have to wait in line." And I got hit with a wave of love that almost knocked me off my chair. And I could feel all the love that was waiting for my mother and all the help and all the assistance that she needed was already lined up for her. There was no question that she was loved, supported, and supplied. And so a few days later, I got the call that she'd made her transition, and I went back to Massachusetts for the funeral. And at the funeral, sitting in the front pew of the Catholic Church where my mother always sat, I listened to the priest And I couldn't help it. I said to her, "Mom, who's there with you?" And I heard the most beautiful word I ever heard in my life, the most joyful word. She said, "Everybody. Everybody's here. It doesn't matter if they're alive or dead. Everybody's here." And she was so joyful. There just was a party going on. And about 2 weeks later in meditation at Evensong again, I saw my mother with my husband, taking him 2 weeks to get close enough to be next to her. And they were having a good old time. They were laughing and playing, and I had a visit with both of them at that time. So life goes on, you know. I know it because I've experienced it in the people that I love. And I know they're still with me. And I know that people we love are always with us. They can never be separate from us. And we can hold them in our hearts. And we can still have our episodes where we weep and wail and carry on. But we can go on and feel the love and feel the light and feel the beauty and feel the power of who they were and who they still are. And sometimes the magnificence of who they still are would just blow you away. I know that after my husband made his transition twice, I felt the wave of love that was the nature of his being, and it blew me away. Who we are is so much bigger than we know. But we have the opportunity to witness with each other, to share the love, to share the peace, to share the grace, to share the wholeness, and to be amazed, and to feel the wonder and the beauty of eternal life. As Ernest Holmes said, not someday, now. We are eternal now, and it is good. And so we have the opportunity just to breathe and relax and begin to bring ourselves back to this present moment, to feel the love that's present in this circle tonight, to feel the power that we connect with when we remember to sing and to laugh and to pray and to love and to be who we truly are in powerful and wonderful ways, both and. Both physical and non-physical, both eternal and temporal, both finite and infinite. We are that. We are. And so it is.